It seems from the time he became the youngest heavyweight champion in history, Tyson was destined for greatness and for trouble. Tyson's rematch with Evander Holyfield this past June won't be remembered for its boxing highlights, but for that incredible lowlight, the now infamous bite Tyson took out of the ear of his opponent. Well, tonight, in his first interview since that night, we hear what Tyson has to say. He sat down with our ABC Sports colleague and boxing analyst Alex Wallow to relive the night and the battles he's fought against his opponents and himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime!
The waiting is over. The talking is done. The rematch is here.
For a sport that's had more than its share of bad moments, the heavyweight championship on June 28th was perhaps an all-time low. The end of the fight was outrageous and grotesque. What should have been a great battle turned into a sick joke.
It is complete pickle, and Tyson is just taking swipes at anybody in front of him.
The public's revulsion to Tyson's bizarre behavior was strangely more intense than it had been to his rape conviction 5 years earlier. The moment transcended sports.
Tonight, Mike Tyson. Has he finally gone too far?
I saw the fight.
Even President Clinton spoke out about the awful turn of events.
And I was horrified by it. Members of the commission.
The Nevada Boxing Commission responded to the incident with the largest fine in the history of sports. $3 million and a ban from boxing.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Tyson can apply to be reinstated, but there is no guarantee that he will ever box again. 2 days after the incident, Tyson appeared at a press conference where he read from a statement written by his public relations consultant.
Van, I'm sorry. You're a champion. I respect that.
That was nearly 4 months ago, and it was Tyson's last public comment. He has refused to be interviewed until he sat down with us last Tuesday in New York City.
Do you expect when you try to have your license reinstated by the Nevada Commission, do you expect that you will be successful in that effort?
Truly, I don't. No, I really don't think. I think I'll be banned for the rest of my life.
You really believe that?
Yeah, I truly don't.
Why?
I truly think everyone hates me. I truly believe that. I truly believe that. Because no one gets punished more than I am. But I'm understanding that I'm a big boy, and I believe big boys have big ordeals to be dealt with. You know, taking this time off is a wonder of good for me. I guess I'm reaching and finding the soul myself, and I think I'm going to be all right.
Now most people, according to some of the polls that have been done, think that you should be barred for life. What would you say to those people about why you should be reinstated, why you should be allowed to fight again?
I really wish I was at liberty to say what I truly wanted to say, but I guess I'm not, huh?
Well, you're at liberty. Go ahead and say it.
Them. As I truly feel about them. They want to see people beg and mercy and just be at their mercy. I'm not that way with anyone. This is who I am. And maybe sometimes it's an insecurity. I want to be a defiant person. That's part of my insecurity. But, you know, that's just who I am. I can't help who I am.
Can you give assurances to people and to the Nevada Commission that it won't happen again? Do you feel sure in your heart that you would never do that again?
Listen, nothing's an assurance, okay? Nothing's an assurance in life. But it's going to be hard. There's going to be many years before people forget that.
It was hard to watch, Mike. I mean, it was hard to watch you bite off a piece of a guy's ear and spit it out on the ring floor.
It's hard for me to watch it. You think it's hard for you to watch it. You watch it in a joking manner. People watch it in a joking manner. I have to watch it in a manner of disgust, disdain, and just semi-humiliation.
Disgust and disdain for yourself that
exactly,
you did it?
Exactly, yes.
Did you feel that you lost your dignity that night in Las Vegas?
No, because dignity is what people think of you. Principles of what you think of yourself. And it's what I thought of myself. Was like, wow, I shouldn't have done that. Because that was just striking out and totally hatred right there. But making this, I shouldn't have done that. Because for that one moment, I just forgot he was a human being.